Jeff, I'm glad to get a hold of you guys. I know Nebraska Community Foundation, you've done some work here in McCook before, which is great, but you're getting ready to get a big event in La Vista coming up here in early, or actually mid-November, that you're excited about, aren't you?
Absolutely. We're always excited to have our annual events. We do a day-long training with affiliated fund leaders. And there'll probably be 300 people attend the day-long training in La Vista. The Nebraska Community Foundation works in about 260 communities around the state. So lots of people from lots of places. One of the things that excites me most about that affiliated fund training is there's about 50 community volunteers that co-teach and co-facilitate all of that work with us. We're really big fans at the Nebraska Community Foundation that the only people that can build and sustain community are the people that live and work there. So we, you know, our goal is constantly to try to help community leaders really understand and exercise their own power and continue to build their skills and build their confidence, because that's all the stuff that when they're talking to their friends and neighbors, that's what people are investing in. And the affiliated fund in McCook called the McCook Community Foundation Fund is a shining star in the NCF network. It's just been incredibly successful over the years. And you know many of the people that have been involved with this over the years. Mark Graff and Dale Doolin and Cindy Huff and Matt Sainert and Rhonda Graff and many, many more people. Just tremendous community leaders in McCook. You know, and they've raised a lot of money and they've granted a lot of money through the McCook Fund over the past 20 years. And I think they're just getting started. So some of those folks from McCook are actually some of these people that are helping us to co-teach and co-facilitate these sessions at this affiliated funds training. And then that night in La Vista, we'll probably have around 500 people for dinner. And it's just a big celebration of community building. The Nebraska Community Foundation Network is about 1,500 community volunteers that are helping to lead these affiliated funds. And in any given year, there'll be 8,000 to 10,000 folks that will make gifts to these affiliated funds. So there's a lot of people, a lot of money. And the most important part is that there's lots of enthusiasm and lots of confidence. Because, I mean, you know, the biggest insight I've had in a long time, Rich, I've been doing this work for most of my career. So I've been at the Nebraska Community Foundation 27 years. And not only is it that the only people that can build and sustain community are the people that live and work there, but the other part of it is the community economic development question has just changed so dramatically. I mean, we've always had the conventional wisdom that the right question is one of jobs. And I would suggest to you that the right community economic development question in the 21st century is one of place. Why do I want to live and work and raise my family here? And I think lots of these community leaders in McCook have done an awesome job of working on that, because, of course, there was a tiny little silver lining to COVID. COVID was just absolutely awful, but COVID did create some stress tests on a few things. And one of those was this whole idea of, can I live and work from wherever I want to live and work? And, you know, COVID made us work on and figure out in 20 months what I'd tried to work on for 20 years, which was kind of proof of concept for remote work. So in today's economy, people can live and work wherever they want to live and work. So the community economic development question is, why is this community the community people want to choose?
Jeff, you talked about a lot of those McCook folks. I always kid Rhonda Graff that we need to put her on our payroll because she is our go-to. She is our go-to when a lot of stuff here in the McCook area, and I know the McCook Community Foundation and the Nebraska Community Foundation is one of those. We were talking all the time, but yeah, you named off some great, fantastic local people that you have a chance to work with, and boy, I don't know what this community would do without those folks that you just named.
Absolutely. And there's so many more. I mean, I think that's the thing we always want to remember is the world's full of good people. And good people almost always want to do the right thing for the right reasons. And that's what we're trying to help community leaders to get really good at it in the Nebraska Community Foundation is inviting their friends and neighbors into that community building work. So we all feel a sense of welcome. And it's always important, and we all feel a sense of belonging, and it's always important for me to remember that we belong when we have our gifts and talents received and appreciated. People want to be productive. People want to be co-creators of things. And that's all the work we do at the Nebraska Community Foundation. So I'm really blessed to get to do the work that I do because I see the best of people almost all the time. You know, generosity, teamwork, graciousness, forgiveness. I mean, all those awesome things. And these are the, you know, and communities that exhibit all those things are the places that people want to live and raise their kids.
Well, sounds like, Jeff, it's been a great 2025. This is kind of a year end. It sounds like a year end to get together, and you've got big, big plans and hopefully even better 2026 coming up.
Absolutely.
Folks have any questions, Jeff, you got some websites, you're on all over social media. If you want to learn more about this, you got a lot of places to go, don't you?
Yeah, just go to NebraskaHometown.org or Google the Nebraska Community Foundation, and you can not only find lots of information about the Nebraska Community Foundation, you can find out lots of information about the McCook Community Foundation Fund, and there's lots and lots of other communities in southwest Nebraska that have affiliated funds as well.
Yeah, I saw where the release said that you're involved in 82 in Nebraska's 93 counties. It's like, what's up with those 11 other counties? What's the deal to get them on board? What are you doing?
It's just all, I mean, we work with the people that want to work with us. So it's all just a willing partner system, but it's always open to more if people are so inclined.